Yeah,
could you give me your name?
I'm Renelle Funk from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm president of Concerned Citizens of Louisville. We are a local organization that's affiliated with Eagle Forum, Stop ERA, and Concerned Women of Kentucky, which is the state organization opposing the ERA and most of the radical feminist goals, such as abortion on demand and government-funded child care centers, that kind of thing.
When did this organization form?
We began about 2 years ago as a result of the regular session at the state House and Senate. A group of women were working together. Kentucky has ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. We had a group of women who worked very diligently to attempt to rescind that ratification. And as a result of that, of our working together, we decided it would be beneficial for all of us if we formed an organization. So Concerned Citizens of Louisville has been in operation for almost 2 years.
And what are your goals?
Number one goal at the present time is rescission of the Equal Rights Amendment in Kentucky. We plan to do that this session. Kentucky only meets in regular session every 2 years, and they'll start it, I think, again in January.
Have you always been politically active?
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, up until about 3 years ago, I didn't even know what ERA meant. I thought it was earned run average or a laundry detergent. And someone asked me about it, and I, like most people, thought that it meant equal pay for equal work. And I began to investigate and found out that it has absolutely nothing to do with equal pay. We are already guaranteed equal pay. There are adequate laws, and the Equal Rights Amendment will not add any more laws guaranteeing equal pay. And the more I looked into it, the more I realized that it was really the radical feminist goals that these people were pushing for, not equal pay. That's kind of a smokescreen.
So how did you, what do you do? Are you a homemaker?
Yes, yes.
Were you a homemaker at that time?
I was at that time. I have worked off and on. I'm a speech pathologist by profession, and I have worked when I needed to, but my raising of my family has been my primary goal in life.
How many children do you have?
Just one. Almost got her raised. I probably will go back to work when she goes off to college. I'm not against the working woman at all.
What I was wondering is how you moved into the political arena.
It was the fact that I'm the kind of person who, when I believe in something, I feel like I have to stand up for it. I can do nothing else. I would be miserable not standing up for what I believe in. And I believe in the home, and I believe in the family. I believe in our right to be a nation that believes in God. And I think these things are being threatened.
I know.
Another Kentuckian.
You're the president of the organization.
Right.
Is there any problem with a woman being president? Under some of the literature I've read, it suggests that only men should be heads of organizations, as you know, Christ was head.
Oh, I see. No, I don't see any problem with that at all. We are not a church-related organization. We all believe in God. But we have members of our organization who are of varying religions. We're not, one. I personally am not in favor of ordination of women, and I would not take a leadership role in a church because I believe that's not what God has intended. But I don't think that in any way hampers a woman from taking a leadership position in other organizations.
Could you tell me what your own background is, what year you were born and where?
Okay. I was born in Ruston, Louisiana in 1941. I have a master's degree in speech pathology. I am married. My husband has a PhD in deaf education. He's the supervisor of the hearing and speech programs in the schools in Louisville. I have worked in a rehabilitation center. I've worked in public schools.
Did your mother work outside the home?
My mother was a teacher, has recently retired.
So you are in favor of women working?
Yes, I am in favor of that being that choice, of them having that choice. I would never take that choice away from them, and I resent laws being passed that would take the choice or make it difficult for a woman to choose to remain at home. I love my role as a homemaker. I think it's fantastic, and although I have worked, there are no rewards that are greater than those of being a wife and a mother.
The other issues that have been mentioned are the abortion.
Right.
What is your opinion on that?
My personal opinion is that I am not in favor of abortion. Our organization is not in favor of abortion either.
Is it against abortion?
Yes. We, as a matter of fact, this year, three weeks ago, in Louisville, we had what we called a pro-family coalition that went together and sponsored a pro-family rally in Louisville. We had around 2,000 people who attended. This was privately funded. We had more people there than they had at the Kentucky IWI conference. And our resolutions that we passed were counter to the resolutions that were passed at IWI. We passed resolutions against abortion, against the Equal Rights Amendment, against pornography, against legalizing prostitution. That's four. We had about seven. But they are essentially counter. Yes, it was. We against the legalization of homosexuality or homosexual relationships.
Jobs for people.
We had one resolution that indicates that we believe problems should be controlled at a local level. We're not in favor of any more government funding for anything if it can be handled at a local level. We feel like the federal government needs to take care of defense and the major problems of the country, but they do not need to be at the local level. They don't work effectively, as you can see with Medicare and the Postal Service and almost anything like that. They do not work effectively at the local level.
Does your group have a position on national health insurance, for example?
No, we have not studied that adequately.
Could you tell me whether there is, I assume that there is also a NOW chapter and opposition group.
Right.
How do you deal with those opposition groups? Do you ever relate to them at all?
We feel like it's kind of a shame that we can't. I was on a television program with one of the National Organization for Women members, and they're working on the Displaced Homemakers Act, and I expressed a desire to read what they're doing, and she's never sent me a copy or called me or anything. I don't think they really want us to work with them. They would like to control the ballgame.
Handbook is very militant. More people should be aware of what is in the NOW handbook.
What things are militant in it?
They oppose a preference for veterans.
Yes, they oppose
women volunteering. They actually state in their book that increases the woman's second class status if she volunteers. There's any kind of voluntary work. I don't know why they are against veterans. I guess because they're men.
And of course they want to
legalize homosexuality. They want to legalize abortion. And abortion on demand to them means abortion up to the 9th month. They place no restrictions on there whatsoever. Most people who are even in favor of abortion are not in favor of abortion past first trimester.
How much time does your presidency take up now?
Well, recently it's taken quite a bit of time. Working on the pro-family conference was a great, just a real big job.
The pro-family conference that you held?
That we held in Louisville.
In Louisville.
Right. It was 3 weeks ago, Betty? It was October the 29th.
October 29th, so that'd be about...
About 3 weeks ago.
And then you also organized people to come to this?
Yes, we encouraged people at that conference. We passed out resolutions and encouraged people to come. As a matter of fact, we asked everyone who was there to have, say, 10 copies of the resolutions duplicated and sent back in. And I got a telephone call from a lady who lives in a small town just outside of Louisville last week, and she said that she had some resolutions she'd like for me to bring. And I said, that's fantastic. How many do you have? She said 600. And I was just delighted. So we don't know really how many resulted from that conference. But it was quite a success. Phil Schlafly came and spoke to us, and Dr. Carolyn Gerster, who is the chairman of the Board of National Right to Life, was another nationally known speaker.
Are people in your organization, or are you personally involved in the Total Woman approach?
I would love to go to one of those workshops. When they have one in Louisville, I'm going to go.
But you haven't?
No, I have not. I just am looking forward to attending one, though.
From what you've heard, it would sound interesting.
Yes. I have not read Toe Woman. I've read some excerpts from it, and I'm very anxious. I understand Toe of Joy is just really a really good book. I'm really anxious to read that.
Who wrote that?
It's Mary Bell Morgan.
Oh, she did.
Yes, it's a kind of a follow-up book to Toe Woman.
Could you tell me what you think about it, femininity altogether? Were you there for the speech where...
No, I couldn't get in to sit. I couldn't understand it.
The speaker suggested that one of the biggest problems was elimination of gender distinction, mm-hmm. elimination of men. Is that your opinion also?
Oh, yeah. I think this is a real problem. I think it's kind of obvious that that's what... the push is, that's what the feminists or the liberals would like to do, is eliminate the differences between men and women. And I think that is a vital distinction. I really think that I enjoy being a woman. I don't want to be a man. I don't envy a man anything that he does. I'm perfectly happy being a woman.
Do you think those differences can be eliminated?
No, not really.
Why is the danger?
It's possible that they can eliminate them legally. And they're going to cause a lot of problems when they do that. It is not possible to eliminate them biologically or physically. We're just not made that way. But I do think legally it is possible that they could eliminate them. I think it would be disastrous.
What do you feel about women and girls in sports?
Well, I tell you, we have right now in Louisville girls and boys playing. They have a choice in the high school. They can either play football together or they can play soccer together. And the girls hate it. The boys take over. The boys can do it. The girls have trouble, naturally, with football and soccer both. The boys are more physically able to play. I had one of the girls just recently come up to me, and I don't see her very often. She came up to me and she said, "I want to know what you're going to do. I have to play football with the boys." And she's wanting me to do something about it, and I don't know how to fight HEW. But
there's no separate.
No, they have a choice. We are on a quarter system, and the kiddos take PE one quarter out of their high school year. And possibly, if it's every day, that one quarter. Possibly, if we had, you know, every other day kind of thing, that it might be that we could work on it a little bit better.
What are your goals for the coming year with your organization?
Well, our personal organization, number one goal is the rescission of the Equal Rights Amendment. We also have as a goal to block or try to prevent the state of Kentucky from writing any kind of a Displaced Homemakers Act. We are not. We're not interested in the 90% federal funding. Plus the fact that after some investigation, we have found out that it is a total duplication of services already available, provided by the federal government, but there are services that are already available, totally. Number three, we are hoping to pass a human life, I guess it's called I'm not sure what it is. We're calling for a human life constitutional convention. If enough states do this, then they will be forced to have to put a human life amendment up before the Congress. And this is what that's one thing we're hoping to get in Kentucky.
As a state, right.
The state of Kentucky will call for a constitutional convention on a human life amendment.
How long is your term as president?
Well, you know, we never have decided that. Until this session is over anyway. I think we are working on bylaws, and I think we were looking toward like 2 years. We are also new as far as politics is concerned. The first year we spent learning a fantastic amount of just information that people who have been involved in lobbying and that sort of thing probably would have already known. But we're so politically naive that we spent at least a year just learning a lot of things. So,
are there mainly women in the organization, or is
we have primarily women. We have family memberships, but I think probably the majority of our memberships are women.
Is there anything else that you would like to add about your impressions of IWY meetings or what you would like to have happen there?
No, I have not been there. I don't think I'm going to go. I had enough at the Kentucky IWY.
You were there also?
Yes. And we were denied, just flatly denied, the right to have a speaker on any of the panels, any of the programs. They only allowed people there who believed in the Equal Rights Amendment, who were for abortion on demand, who were for government-funded daycare centers, government-funded programs. They just flatly denied the other women in Kentucky equal representation or the equal right to have another program, you know, to have both points of view presented. So we kind of had enough of IWI just in the state of Kentucky.
So you've decided to have these alternate rallies
and
petitions instead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You are, though, working on a campaign to send petitions to the president.
Yes, now we had petitions from our rally, and then these petitions here, we have worked on those. And if they would like for us to continue to work on them, we will. I don't know whether this is a cutoff point. I don't know exactly when they're going to be sent.
And those petitions specifically ask
for the elimination of the Equal Rights Amendment. They express the desire that we do not want ratification of the ERA. They express opposition to unlimited abortion or abortion on demand. They express the opposition to prostitution and to the legalization of homosexuality. The legalization of prostitution.